This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, giving a shout-out to Ari Husala, who successfully finished the Vendée Globe Ocean Race.
I was crying at the last whole night almost,
really?
Thinking about all this path which has led to all the way here and all the way to the finish line. And I'm so thankful these guys. Without these, I wouldn't be here. And of course, it was Alex Thompson's fault because he was the first one who started to push me into it, and he helped me a lot to start the project. So,
when was that?
That was 2015 on our boat show. 2016 on our boat show, February in Helsinki, in Finland. And since then we've been connected, and next summer I got a chance to sail with his boat from Poland to Finland, and his team, all those professional guys, they were getting me into this, and Alex of course helped a lot. That wasn't so hard. The hardest part was where the sea was so confused and the boat was slamming, like horrible slamming. The sea state was horrible, and I thought that this will break into the pieces, and it was so uncomfortable to be in the boat during that time, and that lasted some like 2 or 3 days, and that was the time when I called Nina that I sometime hope that the boat will broke into 2 pieces and then I could jump into some cargo ship that would have saved me from that, but yeah.
And Cape Horn was big for you. It was a big moment.
That was a big moment. That was, of course, because since I started to dream about this, I started to think about Cape Horn and rounding Cape Horn and how big chances you have to see Cape Horn when you are rounding it. That's not so big. You have to quite often to round it quite far away, and when visibility might be bad, or it might be night time, and I had just the perfect timing, nice evening sun, nice conditions. I was able to go quite close, and I was able also to talk via VHF to the lighthouse keeper, and it was an amazing moment. And then I started to see the lighthouse started to blinking, and it was amazing. And I got what I was hoping for last 2 months. I was so happy for that. And that was the same with the last 2 days. It has been total like a champagne sailing for last 2 days.
Check out the video of Ari's arrival on SalesportTalk.com.
All right, it's Tuesday. There's a little crisscross applesauce. That means it's time for some SalesportTalk.com. It's the only sailing segment on syndicated radio. And as always, co-hosting this segment with me is Karen Lyle, who also joins us from her home in the East Bay. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing great. I'm just raring to go talking about America's Cup. And I think we've got Christopher in the studio, so he's there too.
Christopher Kane joins us from our studios in downtown San Francisco wearing double masks. And Christopher, last time we talked, we were, applauding the Italians. They have pushed off the Americans and the Brits, and they're getting ready to take on the holders there, the Kiwis. And here we are. It might have been over, but because of a wind shift, the race 10 was pushed back. But right now, the New Zealanders, a 6-3 score. They are one win away from retaining the old mug. What's going on down there?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Before this cup, we did a segment with you, Rick, and we said that this was going to be close racing. And sure enough, that's exactly what we got. And these racers are coming down to one mistake on a boat, one wind shift that one boat catches and the other doesn't. And, is these last 2 or 3 races have been excruciating to watch, especially if you're a fan of the Italians, who lost the lead in the last 2 races, the second to last leg of the race. It's been very painful to watch. But it's the kind of race that we were expecting. And the one thing that Karen and I suspected early on, people were saying, well, in the America's Cup, there seemed to be no changes in the lead. There don't seem to be any passing lanes. And part of that was because of the COVID restrictions. They moved the course they were sailing on further offshore, where there isn't as much land affecting the wind. Last 2 days, they have been on sea, which is the course right off a point of land. Winds are very confused. Wind shifts, changes in pattern. And we've seen some really exciting racing.
Well, and the dirty air has been really an issue for the boats. Explain for our listeners what dirty air is and how that affected the boat that's behind another boat on this race.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, sailboats being driven by their sails want as clean an airflow over their sails as possible. The cleaner the airflow, the more efficient the sail, the faster the boat goes. And the boat in front, there's kind of this almost imagined exhaust coming off the back of those sails, which is confused air that has kicked off the trailing edge of the sail. It becomes very jumbled and confused. And if the boat behind sails into that air, it makes the air very confused going over their sails, makes their sails less efficient, and they slow down. So one of the tactics that you see is if your boat in the lead in the America's Cup, and you cross in front of the other boat, you want to turn immediately so you're right on their nose and dump all that bad air onto their boat behind you. And the Italians have been really effective at doing this because I think we're seeing that the Kiwi boat is a little bit faster, not as much as people were suspecting before the Cup started. But you can keep a faster boat cannot get past a slower boat, if that slower boat does a good job of kind of blocking their way and continuing to dump bad air on their sails. And that's what the Italians have excelled at.
And Christopher, listening to you, instead of feeling titillation, you're feeling the excruciation. So can I go ahead and say that you're kind of pulling for the Italians here?
Well, I'm biased. I am friends with Jimmy Spittle, one of the skippers of the Italian boat. So I am biased. But at the end of the day, I think Karen will attest this. We just want close sailing, and we've had it. And literally,
that's for sure.
The last two races, there's been the final lead change, the second to last leg of the race. So I mean, these have been tight, excruciating. There's been changes. You mentioned, Rick, that the wind's been a little lighter. When it gets lighter, it gets spottier. You wind up with dead zones on the course. And we saw on Sunday, we saw both the Italian boat and the Kiwi boat splash down, come off their foils and go dead in the water because they sailed into a hole, into a part of the course where there was no wind. And then the battle becomes, can you get back on your foils before the other boat kind of disappears? So it's been... Yeah, I've lost about 5 years of my life in the last two races.
Well, let me just follow up with this question. You talk about all the challenges. Have there been any boneheaded mistakes by either crew?
I mean, there have been, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And yes, there have been mistakes. There haven't been any boneheaded mistakes. There have been mistakes. There have been, you know, boat handling miscues, but that's going to happen when you've got two boats going 50 miles an hour right on top of each other. You're going to get mistakes. You know, the Italians have made decisions that turned out to be incorrect. I wouldn't categorize those as mistakes, though. You know, there's one on Sunday. There was one excessive maneuver that I didn't like coming around one of the marks. I think they made it more complicated than they had to, and let the Kiwis close in a little bit, but that by itself wasn't enough for them to lose the lead. So no, I mean, we've seen top-notch sailing, and we've seen what often happens in sailboat racing, and there's nothing you can do about it, which you'll wind up picking the wrong side of the course, and that's what happened to the Italians in that last race. The second to last leg, they just picked the wrong side, and it's happened to all of us.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, is when the two boats tack and go on different sides of the course, there might be wind that's higher on one side than the other, or that's, you know, changing directions, you know, a little bit gusty. And I think on that one part you were talking about with the Italians when they made that wider turn, they also got a penalty on that leg for going out of bounds. And so that was also a factor in the New Zealanders winning that particular race.
It was unfortunate because, you know, in the last race, the Italians really fought to protect the left side of the course. They kept tacking on top of the Kiwis to make them flop back over, to make them go back to the right side of the course. And they kept hitting them on the nose. And they were actively trying to keep the Kiwis on the right side of the course. They wanted to protect the left side of the course, and the wind went right. And it again, it's happened to all of us. So was that a mistake? Yes. You know, was it a boneheaded move? No. You know, on the previous, you know, I always say that the thing that makes sailing different than any other sport in the world is the course, the playing field is constantly changing on you. And the last time they went down that leg, the left side was favored. So why wouldn't you expect that the next time down? Nope. When God's decided to go to the other side of the course, it happens.
So,
but it looks like the New Zealanders their boat is a little bit faster on the downwind, and so they
it's a little bit faster. Period. But a slower boat can keep a faster boat behind them by picking the right wind and by keeping on that boat's nose. And we saw that for 90% of that race, is the Italians were successfully fighting off the Kiwis, even though the Kiwis had a faster boat, just from their tactics and their course management and being in the right position. So the Kiwis aren't so much faster than the Italians that they can just sail away from them. You know, the Italians can keep them in check, but they got to be right every time is the problem.
I was reading about the race, this last one so close, and, you know, reading that while the Kiwis were jibing, the Italians tacked, and then it said at gate one, Luna Rossa took the lead by 1 second. And then it said the Kiwis, as it was put here in this New Zealand publication, they just seemed to get a better gust of breeze.
Yep.
So sometimes you need to be lucky, right?
Absolutely. The wind gods are fickle things, and sometimes they're on one side of the course, and for no reason they'll just wander to the other side, and that's what happened to the Italians, and especially on that course. I think it's why we were all looking forward to the America's Cup winding back on the C course, because that course has the most wind shifts, the most changes in direction of wind, and it makes for more exciting racing.
Well, and also you have the motion of the waves is different over the ocean side than it is in the more protected areas, and so that also has an impact on how they stay on the foils, you know, because you get those little gaps in the water, you know, where the foils are just out of the water for a moment, and it can go right down onto the hull.
Yeah, it's the course we wanted them on, so it's. We're going to see more racing this evening.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What time and where can we see it? Because as I just mentioned, it can be one today.
Yeah, it you can. If you're on the West Coast, it starts at 7 o'clock on NBCSN, and they were only showing it online for the Product Cup, they are broadcasting on cable the actual America's Cup itself. So you can tune in tonight at 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And you can watch the Italians try and make this another day and get to one more day. It's always about one more race. And don't forget, Jimmy Spithill was down big in San Francisco and just took it one race at a time and wound up winning. So although the Kiwis definitely have a slightly faster boat, I'm never going to count Jimmy Spithill out.
No, and we have – it's 6-3 right now. And the first 3 days were just, nail-biting because you had – it was a tie every day, and so now we've got a three-point lead. But like you say, Jimmy Spithill could come back. So you just we don't know whether they're going to push it all the way out to the 13 races or whether it's going to be over today.
Yeah, one more question for you before we let you go, Chris, and that is, what is the, you know, we know that there are some things where you put on a green jacket in sports. Sometimes you'll drink a gallon of milk in sports. So what is the tradition if you win the America's Cup?
Yeah, it's hoisting the mug over your head. And unlike the Stanley Cup, there is a bottom. So you can put, you can put liquids in it. and drink from it. So, you know, yeah, hoisting the cup over your head is the traditional move. So it's, you know, as a sailor, I'd like to stave that off a couple more races. I think now that we're back on sea course, this is the cup we were waiting for.
There it is, race 10. That'll be 10 o'clock at 7 p.m. there, NBC Sports Network, and, of course, SailSportsTalk.com. Check it out. Christopher Kane, thanks for your America's Cup. I guess next week we'll get a little sum upence or something. Huh?
Yeah, it'll be over this week one way or the other. So.
All right. Thanks, Christopher. And Karen Lyle, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, okay, Christopher.
Well, sure, we'll take a quick break and we'll come on back with open lines at 1-800-878.